wanna be down with the king.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance here with you. After a great weekend, hope you all had a great weekend. I know I did. I traveled to Lafayette, and I got some stories, and it just a great time. I forget how fun Lafayette is sometimes. So that was a lot of fun going to Lafayette this weekend.
You were able to have fun with broken ribs?
Yeah, it wasn't, there wasn't a lot of physicality.
Does it hurt to sleep?
It does hurt to sleep. It does.
It's just literally nothing that doesn't hurt.
Yes, there's nothing that doesn't
breathing?
Hurt. Breathing hurts, yes. Yeah.
That's, you have
but, you know,
that.
A lot of Coors Light will change, you know, changes your whole outlook on it. So,
nature's painkiller.
Yeah, painkillers and Coors Light. They,
that's nature's painkiller, that Coors Light.
Oh, nature's painkiller.
Yeah.
Well, if you mix them with painkillers, it gets even better.
Well, I was saying, you have enough Coors Light, you know.
Yeah.
That's why God created Coors Light.
Right. No, that's why God created Coors Light. It's for me. Oh. Anyway, so great weekend. And, man, what a good weekend of sports, too, by the way. Yeah, we were in we went to on Saturday night after touring the whole city. We went to walk-ons and watched the Astros game. And 2-1, holy crap, that was a tight one. And Presley had to come in and put out the fire like he did yesterday. The guy who you can't stand, who is one of the best closers in the game. And who has thrown great of late. And now all of us and you just seem to just continue to hate on him when he is he saves the day for us all the time.
Mm, okay. Yeah.
No, that's true. I mean, it absolutely is true. The dude came in. Taylor couldn't do anything yesterday. Here comes in a non-save situation. But wait, it is a save situation because the tying run is on deck.
Well,
here comes Presley to save the day.
It became a save situation.
Yeah. Yeah, Taylor made it a safe situation.
They had, it was 5-1. No, it was 5-1.
And then 2-1.
Oh, are you sure that was?
Yeah.
Down
was
four?
Down four. When the on-deck hitter is the tying run, it's a safe situation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what a save that was.
Yes, it was a great save. Great save had by
when
all.
We got in the game, started out one score, and we left. It finished another one.
It is your
gave a couple base knocks.
Distaste for Presley.
No, I think Presley's a good setup guy. I don't think he's a great. You know, I don't know why everyone. I get in these arguments with people. Like, it's very weird to me that people don't want a dominant closer. That they just like make excuses for average closer. It's so weird to me. I mean this in a very serious way. Like, I like dominant closers. We've seen it before. Brad Lidge was dominant at one time. I mean, just completely dominant. That's what I want for the Astros. I'm not weird for wanting a dominant closer for the Astros to have one of the, you know, top three guys in the game for the Houston Astros. I don't think I'm weird for that. Somebody where you hear their intro, you know, you hear their intro music. I mean, we have people making excuses for Ken Giles. No matter who the closer's been, people make excuses for him.
Oh, yeah. The one guy was that he's like, oh, the best closer in the
game. He was clearly dominant. And we, you know, and that people continue to take these unwarranted shots. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's so strange to me that, you know, my Trevor Hoffman. When you hear Mariano Rivera, I know, I understand those are Hall of Fame type guys, but I want a closer. I take like Billy Wagner. I think Billy limited himself by not relying or, you know, trusting an off speed pitch. But I've seen it before with Brad Lidge, a guy that when he comes into the game, not only do you feel like it's over, the opposing team feels like it's over. And it's not that he's going to walk one and give up two hits and then get a warning track shot and like, look at my save. I'm talking about a guy that when he gets in, you know, well, we're done. We have no shot here. I'd love for the Astros to have that. They've tried. There's moments that Presley can do that. You know, Osuna, that was just a bad karma play on the Astros' part. I know Osuna had some years with Toronto, but my gosh, he was never the dude with the Houston Astros, and the whole time it just felt gross the whole time anyway.
Yeah.
So I hope Ryan Pressly becomes that.
I hated that.
Yeah, and I just felt like one of those things where unless he was just an absolute monster from a closing standpoint, but regardless, it just never felt, it never really sat well with a lot of fans. But regardless, well, the Astros, I mean, the big story here was Pressly did end up getting out of it, induced a double play, very quick hands by Jose Altuve,
that was
good
great
turn by Peña.
Really nice.
I mean, you threw a catcher out on the double play, but the real story here continues to be Justin Verlander, another great start. The game before that, it was a loss and a great start by Christian Javier, six innings, two hits, nine strikeouts. Javier was fantastic.
Yeah. Not as good as Perez. Holy crap.
Well, I mean, he was great.
That morning, we were talking about it. It's Perez against Javier this one. And the last time the Astros faced Perez, he shut him down.
Mm-hmm.
He did it again.
Good stuff.
He's got good stuff.
But the starting pitching continues to roll for the Astros. I mean, yesterday again as well. It is unbelievable. Only three games in the entire month of May. We're coming down to, what is it, May 23rd now. Three games. I had to go look at it yesterday where they've allowed three runs or more. And I think they've only allowed more than three one time this year, maybe two times this entire month. It is just nothing but zeros and ones, basically, with an occasional two and just a couple of threes.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, they had the 13.
Yeah, I mean, they had a couple where they got whacked.
Right.
The 13, and there's one where they gave up, I think,
they gave up six
runs.
And five. And they lost 3-0 the other night. So it's over three, not three, but over three.
Over three.
Yeah, right. And
you're not going to find it very much.
No, they lost the first game of the month 3-2.
Do you know most games,
and
you
then,
can find teams are either 3 or 3.5 on their, or sometimes 4, 4.5 on total runs. If you played the Astros opponents under total runs, runs scored every game this month, do you know how much money you would have made?
You'd be rich. You'd be rich right now. They gave up 3 to Minnesota in that game that was suspended. They gave up 13 to Washington on that Saturday night when Javier, that was the 11 straight wins, and that would have been the record tier, but they lost that game. Then they gave up 6 to Boston, and 5 to Boston. Boston's playing really well. Boston won again yesterday. They've won 5 in a row. They're playing really good baseball, and it started with me. When they started taking on the Astros, and then this weekend, man, just that 3 on Friday night, but they couldn't score. They could not score against Perez, but otherwise, 1-3-1-2, and Verlander looked dominant again. Man, hit that dude is just so good. I got into it a little bit. I got into it with a guy on Twitter on Saturday night because we get to walk-ons and we're watching the game and I'm like, why is Peña batting behind Castro?
Mm-hmm.
What, he's leading off? No, he's hitting ninth. Siri's leading off. Brantley, Bregman, Alvarez, Gurriel, Tucker. That's all fine. Diaz, Castro, and Peña. He steps up to the plate, and the graphic shows Peña's hitting .395 over his last 13 games. Why would you want that guy to have the fewest at bats? Why would you put Peña in the 9-hole when he's red hot,
mm-hmm,
and have Siri lead off? And I just tweeted that. I said, I just don't sometimes, like when Goodrum replaces Bregman, he puts him in the 3-hole.
Yeah,
or when Diaz replaces Alvarez.
Because he doesn't want to disrupt. He's disrupting one spot, not three spots. I'm sure that's
disrupt,
the thought. It doesn't make sense. I mean,
disrupt?
Come on.
Really? I mean,
Dusty's an old school major. He probably considers that to be one.
No,
of those
there's a lot of old school managers that will change the lineup and put better guys at the top.
But maybe Dusty's not one of them.
No, Dusty's definitely not one of them. I mean, how can you put Jeremy Peña, a guy who had a 900 OPS? He's hitting. Where would Dusty have batted Ted Williams? Seventh.
The analytic thing to do would be to hit Jeremy Peña. Well, I mean, that's not really true. We've seen Kyle Tucker hit back in the lineup for a long time.
He's in a 6-hole. Why?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, let me ask you something. And then somebody said, well it's a left-right thing, John. Wait, Siri bats right and Peña bats right. They could switch in the order. And actually, they should switch in the order. Peña should lead off and Siri should bat last. That's how it should have been if Altuve's not playing. Okay. I mean, it's just, to me, it's just ridiculous. You want your best hitters. why Tucker is always in the six hole or seven hole. I just don't. I don't understand. Like, he did something to Dusty. He said something about Dusty or his wife or something that he's just like, you're never getting out of that six hole, Tucker. You are never.
But it is when you go through the names of the players ahead of him, you say, okay, these are really good. It's not like you're going to have Altuve, you're going to have Bregman ahead of him. It's the one guy is Yuli that you're talking about.
Yuli?
I mean, Jordan.
Yeah.
Michael Brantley is a classic two-hole hitter. One guy is Yuli.
I don't know, Lance. I'm telling you.
I think
the best leadoff hitter on this team is Tucker. He runs better than everybody. He's the best base runner on the team.
He looks the most like George, but it's already set. They've already got a set. I mean, he actually has a lot of the same stuff that George had. And George's a leadoff hitter for years.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's not that dissimilar.
No, it's not dissimilar at all.
I don't get caught up. I'm not lineup guy. Like, everyone else is
to see the better hitters at the bat more.
But I understand, yeah. I don't get too riled up by the lineup simply because this is, you know, there's so many good hitters in this lineup. However, with that said, if I'm being honest, the job of the manager should be to create the most optimal opportunity to score the amount of runs that allows you to win a game.
And
I don't always think Dusty does that.
No, and this team struggles to score runs.
Yeah. The Pena thing doesn't make sense. You know, when the analytics crew years ago, I think it was like 12 or 13, that Jeff Leno, we had him on at 790, and he said, you know, he talked about it might have been when George first came up, and he talked about the idea was, yeah, it was when Leno was there. So it might have been where he was talking about, hey, we want this guy to have as many at-bats as possible because he can hit home runs and this gives us the best chance to score. And it made perfect sense. With that said, if the one-hole hitter is getting as many at-bats as possible during the course of a season, the nine-hole hitter is getting the fewest amounts. So why put a hitter like Jeremy Pena? Now, the other argument's going to be, yeah, but the amount of at-bats between the seven-hole and the nine-hole is not that big a difference, and you want when the lineup turns over. I get all that, and I actually think it'd be a fun conversation to have, go through all this with James Click and see what James Click says. What's weird is that James Click obviously doesn't have as much control. Obviously, he has no control over the lineup.
Well,
I don't think the analytics guys have any control over Dusty Baker when it comes to lineup. I think that has been established that this is Dusty's thing, and he's going to do what he wants to do. You can give him information, but no one's telling Dusty how to play this.
Well, and then the guy shot back said, well, it's probably an analytics thing that you're not privy to. Siri and Pena have 2 months in the big leagues. How much analytics data is there on them? And by the way, let's look at the analytics data between Siri and Pena, and you tell me why Siri's leading off and Pena's batting ninth. Because there's no analytics that say that should be the case ever. The other thing was, Dusty's got 2,000 wins and you have zero. You know what? You're right.
How long did this thing go?
It went a while.
Did it really? Was it you versus one guy?
Me? No, and then some other guys chimed in. Leave him alone. Dusty's got 2,000 wins. Well, Dusty's got 2,000 wins. He's right. You're absolutely right. Dusty had a lot of, you know what? Dusty had a lot of critics all along everywhere he's managed. Dusty has not been able to get over the top. Now, he's gotten to the World Series, obviously, and I hoped it for him. If there's one guy, actually, if you want to know the one person that I would like the Astros to win it for most this year, it's Dusty.
Why?
Because you want to cap a career for a 70-some-year-old guy.
You think that'd be it for Dusty?
I don't care if it's it for him or not, but it caps a career, a great career. And a lot of people hold it, are like, Dusty shouldn't be, 2,000 wins. That doesn't mean anything. Blah, 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 blah. It means a lot.
It doesn't mean anything if that's your narrative that you want to go after Dusty.
Yeah, no, it means, are you kidding me? Dusty to win finally after how many 30-some years of managing whatever it is, to how many thousands of games he's managed, and for him to win it all would be fantastic. It would be the best story of all of the stories in Houston. Mm-hmm. So I'm rooting for him. Now, some of the things he does, do you scratch your head? Yeah, because that's Dusty. That's just Paw being Paw. All right, 703-780-3776. Let's delve into, I think we got to talk about this tournament yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was PGA Championship. Yeah. It was, if you missed it, there was a gag job at the end. Really, frankly, it was a tournament that nobody wanted to win except the guy that won it.
That's it. And we're going to talk about it, Art. And Art, I want you to chime in what you thought about the
playoff,
the
basketball.
PGA.
We've got and coming up at 7:30, we'll get to. It's going to be a rough week for Cleveland Browns fans this week.
Yeah.
They haven't had to deal with the fallout from Deshaun Watson. They will this week.
And at 7:45 is what you learn this weekend in one sentence. So we got a busy morning here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What I'm talking about right now is my peeps over at Chastang Ford. Go to ChastangFord.com right now and see for yourself the unbelievable vehicles. And they're great vehicles. And they got pre-owned vehicles. And they're sitting there and they're waiting for you right now. And look at it. If you're looking for the F-350, you don't see them in stock. You just don't. How about the Ford EcoSports? They have three available for immediate delivery, and they've got wonderful and they're wonderful cars. A 2018 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 LT. Look, they have vehicles on the lot, pre-owned vehicles on the lot that are gold certified. And that means something. And it means that you can get really, really low interest rates when they're gold certified. They got an F-150 XL out there right now, 2021, low miles, clean Carfax, and one owner. So if you're looking for that vehicle, you got to have it right away. You can't still do that. Now, you can still order certain vehicles. You can order the Edge, the Escape, the Explorer. That's great. And you can get $1,000 off towards your new special order. Build and price your Ford your way. And no dealer add-ons and no markups on orders. So all you got to do is go to ChastangFord.com. See my peeps. Love them. You'll love them too. It's at 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about AO1 Roofing. Mark McGuire, not that one, not the guy that tried to cheat everybody with his steroids and whatnot, allegedly. I'm talking about the guy that's been, actually, he's been someone I've known since when the show first started. One of our biggest advertisers at that time, the guy from Today's Satellite, Damon, was his number, his right-hand guy, one of his top guys, Mark, was Mark. And so Mark has been, I've known him, this guy, for over two decades. He started his own roofing company. He went off and has really developed one of the really best, one of the top roofing companies around Houston. He's a guy that is going to, he is a trustworthy person. I've known him for years and years. The work that they've done is fantastic. But I want you to know that if you're looking for a repair, he can handle that. If you're looking for something brand new because you've had damage in the past, he can handle that. The thing you really need to worry about right now is let's get these roofs checked out for any wind damage that's happened in the past, because before you know it, we're going to have hurricane season, and the amount of damage that can be done to the interior of a house from a bad roof is substantial, and it really will cause a lot more headaches. So let's check out the roof. We'll get a roof check and see if there's been any damage. They can do that for you and have you on your way. Now, here's another great thing. With AO1 Roofing, they are going to give you a 4,500-kilowatt generator free of charge when you buy a re-roof from them. So if you get a brand-new roof for a limited time, they are giving you a 4,500-kilowatt generator absolutely free of charge. This is something that I haven't heard of anyone doing, and it's a great, great incentive for you to get that roof looked at if you know you need it fixed. AO1Roofing.com, AO1Roofing.com. Don't only get the new roof, get the new generator as well. Call 713-715-ROOF. That's 713-715-ROOF.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Lance just dabbed because you're the preeminent draft expert, right?
Yeah.
That's why you dabbed right there.
Yeah, that's why. That's
why exactly did Justin Thomas dab yesterday?
He dabbed because he won a major again.
How many? But did you see the fast dabs he did? You don't do fast
dabs.
Yeah,
no, I
don't. You're
do
not
the
a
fast
dab.
No, I let it percolate.
You let it soak.
Well, like the do your sugos? Do you cook them in an hour?
No, four and a half hours.
You gotta let it.
Yeah.
You gotta let marry. You gotta let it all the flavors marry together. Yeah. That's what a slow dab is, or sometimes
it's
a tornado
so bad
dab. Where you spin and do this.
When I saw Justin Thomas do that, I said, "Oh my gosh!"
Oh, don't worry. I got four people sent it to me immediately. They said, "Look at this, Lance." Oh, look at this. Justin Thomas trying to bring a dad back. I've been bringing the dad back.
Justin Thomas came from 7 down. Actually, he was 8 down during the round and won the tournament. This is people, never give up. Never give up, because you never know. He just kept playing. He started making putts. He started, and he just kept grinding. He got in on the last hole with a birdie that made it, that got him to 5 under. And when you post the score, did you see the stat? All the people around him that were at the top of the leaderboard, no wins. Justin Thomas, 14 wins. No wins, no wins, no wins, no wins, no wins.
Well, at about the 12th, they had a graphic that said, basically they were starting to position this as first-time winner. We're going to have a first-time winner. You got Matt Fitzpatrick, yeah. You got Cameron Young, you've got Will Zalatoris, and you've got Mito Pereira. This is going to be a first-time winner of a major. Yeah. A guy's going to get his first major. So they started, there was a graphic that said that, there's a name. They were setting it up, and all of a sudden, here's Justin Thomas. Ooh, he's 4 under now. I mean, you know, Pereira's at 7. But when Justin got to 4, it got kind of, he went from 2 to 3 to 4. It got kind of like, huh. Yeah. He's at 4 now. That's a little bit interesting. But what happened was all those guys that never won, guess what happens? Pucker.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they couldn't make shots.
I was rooting for Mito the whole time. And where's Mito? We got a Mito that calls into the show. Mm-hmm. He always says this. So if he can call, I was rooting for him because we have
just
a Mito.
Just because we have a Mito.
We have a Mito. No, but here's a kid, a big toe guy. Never heard of him before.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually a really good player. But he's from Brazil.
Chile, I think.
Oh, Chile, excuse me. Yeah. He's from Chile along with Joaquin Niemann.
Mm-hmm. Best friends.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. And they grew up together. And there's, and when Joaquin won, there's Mito standing on the green waiting for him. And Joaquin is standing up there waiting for him. And it's like, oh, my gosh. Holy crap. So it was so – but all of the inexperience really showed out.
Yeah.
It really, really showed out. Zalatoris made some huge mistakes that, you know, normally you wouldn't. I'll tell you this, though, about Zalatoris. If it's a major, take that dude, because he's going to finish in the top 10. And that's saying something.
Yeah, he had a good game.
Like, he's only had, eight majors, and he's finished in the top and a top 25
There's
times.
A time I thought he was, you could tell, Mito was just saving. He was saving his own ass so many times. And you just figured, at some point, this is going to turn, and Zalatoris is going to scoop this up. That's what's going to
happen. You know who could have been there as well? Was Rory. He missed so many putts that he should have made inside 10 feet that he just didn't roll in. And he had such a horrible, horrible Saturday. I mean, it was a really good tournament with a bunch of no names. And then one of the biggest names in the game ends up winning. But that was fun. That was a really, really good tournament. Really good for golf. And Oklahoma, holy crap. Did you see the weather on Saturday? It was freezing.
No,
you would love it there. You would love it in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
I don't like freezing. I just don't like ungodly humidity.
Well, it wasn't freezing. They all had to wear sweaters.
I did see my friend Jerry Manuel, my old high school friend. He took a picture from Colorado. I don't know where he is in Colorado. Packed with snow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, he's like, we didn't sign up for this.
Holy crap.
Yeah, he...
Global warming is real, huh?
Well, okay. We're blazing up here. It's so hot until we got some rain.
It's not that. It's not hot at all.
Look at that.
It's nice.
Jerry took this picture. Denver, Colorado in May. I did not sign up for this.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that real?
That is.
Was there this much snow? This looks like it's...
I guess.
This legitimately looks like it's like January or February.
Yeah. Unless Jerry Manuel's a liar.
Jerry has never been a liar that I've
Well,
seen.
I don't know. You're asking if it's real.
He is a guy, a pitcher, though, whose arm was so ragged out one time. He was taking Asper cream. He was doing everything he could, and then he just threw knuckleballs the entire start. Jerry just gutted it out with nothing but knuckleballs in high school.
You see? That's gutting it out.
Yeah.
That is gutting it out.
Like, you know what? Back in the day, we're like, you know, you just threw. It's just what, my arm hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
We ain't resting.
Yeah.
We got, this is high school.
Throw
we got
through
like
it.
Two starters.
Throw through it.
So go ahead. You throw through it. All right. Ice. the kid's crying. He's in so much pain. Like, I guess I'll just throw knuckleballs the entire start because it doesn't hurt my elbow as much. Okay. Oh.
All right. Well, that's fine.
Gutty, right. Gritty.
By the way, you know what? Mix in a fastball. All right, 727. Let's catch up on breaks. When we come back, we've got the Deshaun thing, and we got to talk a little basketball, too, because that was we're getting to a point now. After just great series, now all of a sudden, not so great.
Not in the West.
This one's not so great. Anyway.
Not in the West.
No.
I think East does. There's a lot of meat on the bone.
But there still is plenty. Take the day off. Play a round of golf with your favorite sports station, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The occasional invitational presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting kids' meals. This year's tournament will take place Tuesday, June 14th at 10:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from Carbach Brewing Company, lunch from Mendocino Farms, dinner, 18 holes of golf, and a quick awards ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. Time to talk a little bit insurance.
TGS Insurance lets you shop for A-rated insurance with multiple companies without even getting on the phone. Well, I mean, you do get on the phone. You get on the phone just to text the word money to 232323. But what happens is that you get you have a company working for you to really get the most amount of A-rated insurance companies out there looking for A-rated insurance at competitive rates. And if you don't shop for competitive rates, what happens is it's just going to keep going up and up and up and up. That's what's going to happen to your homeowner's insurance rates. Go up and up and up. And that's not what you want to happen. You want to get the A-rated coverage. You need the A-rated coverage. You have to have it. But what you also need to have is a competitive rate that actually can save you some money. And if you go with TGS Insurance, what they're going to do is find you an A-rated company, and the average savings becomes $900 annually. So text the word money to 232323 and see how much money TGS Insurance can save for you.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Before we get to the basketball and to Deshaun, let's get Neil in here. He wants to talk about Southern Hills. That was the winner this weekend. What's up, Neil?
Hey, John, I'm going to tell you what, brother. This is Ben's dad. Thanks for letting him play at the last Invitational. We were at Southern Hills Friday and Saturday. Friday was a bake oven, and Saturday, I've never been so damn cold on a golf course in my life, brother. We sat at 5. You could see the 2, 3, 5. We were sitting next to the green. You could see 6 green and tee area, and the wind come out of the north. And we actually used the umbrella as a windbreak. That's how cold it was. Those guys were freezing. Second point, watching Tiger, you know what? This guy's got nothing to prove. He needs to back down and let it go. I just don't see how he can get any better. I mean, all the doctors in the world, I don't think are going to be able to put him back together again. He just looked beat. I mean, I don't see how he's going to be able to compete with these kids. It was an awesome tournament. Beautiful golf course, and I'll listen to your commentary. I'll hang with you.
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, I think we're asking too much. I think Tiger will compete again. You know, Tiger gets that look on his face when he's not playing well. That was even when he was healthy. When Tiger's not playing well, he looks like he's just – just not disinterested, but more he just got a scowl all the time. It's a noticeable limp. He did say that it was, and I'm not going to doubt him that you know. Hey, listen, the course was hard. The course was really hard. When these guys are winning at 5 under, when these young guys who are really, really, really good, and Tiger's the best ever, but you know he's been out of the game for a while, and I don't know what do we expect out of Tiger right now. That he does to me is spectacular because on, I don't expect anything.
The guys on Mad Dog Radio this morning, I was listening a little bit and on the way in, and they were talking about there was a couple guys not happy that Tiger pulled himself after shooting 79. Like, you know, you make the cut, finish up.
Yeah.
Finish up. And, he has the built-in excuse, and I'm not saying it's, I'm not saying excuses and, you know, he's pulling something. I'm saying he's always going to be in pain. We get that. That's just what it's going to be. Is this what we can expect that if he's not, I mean, he's not playing for money. So is he just going to, if he doesn't feel like he can finish top 20, he's just going to shut it down?
Well, maybe he was in some pain, though. I mean, I'm not.
No, I'm sure always going to be in pain.
Right, right, right.
Is this what you can expect? I'm sure the tournaments would rather he finish
cold
it out.
For him, I mean, after the Blaze, I'm sure heat is much better than cold when you, when you've got stiffness and you've got, you know, pain. You know what I'm saying? That must have been brutal for him to be playing out there. I'm not making any excuses for Tiger either. You know what? You should finish the round, but listen, he's Tiger Woods, and you know, the rest of the guys were like, thanks for coming, Tiger, because you made it bigger. Who was it at the beginning of the week said, it doesn't matter that I'm here. Tiger's here. Nobody cares about what hearing me on the podium. No one cares. I mean, Tiger's here. So it makes it a big deal. It makes it a big deal. So is he, you know, and the question was whether or not Phil should have showed up. Holy crap. One old dude came out and he just blasted him, said it was much better than Phil because he's just a distraction now. Phil's just a distraction. Of course, you'll remember that Phil blasted Tom Watson when he was the Ryder Cup captain, and it got ugly.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it got really ugly. Tom Watson was old school and blah, you know, and Phil blasted him, and it was, so the old guys are like, well, now we got a chance to get back at Phil. And so, you know, Phil would be a distraction. Tiger's always a distraction, but you know what? It's a good distraction because everybody wants to watch. When Phil comes back, it'll be the same. It'll be a lot the same way. Everybody's going to want to watch to see how Phil does.
Oh yeah,
taking this time off is going to be difficult for him, though. All right. So
Deshaun,
let's talk a little Deshaun tomorrow night on Real Sports, HBO. They are going to talk to what they say are several of the alleged victims of the civil litigants against Deshaun Watson. This to date. His press conference, I thought, was awful. I thought Deshaun's press conference introduced as the Cleveland Browns quarterback was. I thought he was awful. I thought he made one good comment. The rest of it was just terrible. I thought he was prepared terribly. It was a bad look. We saw who was the wife? Joe, the offensive tackle.
Joe Thomas's
wife.
Yeah.
She. Oh no.
The baseball player. Jim Tomei's wife.
Jim Tomei's wife said, we've been Cleveland Brown fans, and we've had Cleveland Brown tickets, season tickets, and we're pulling out. And a lot of people pulled out, and a lot of people have turned away from the Cleveland Browns. You know what's going to happen tomorrow? A lot of the same. Now, the Browns fans are legendary for their support, the dog pound. They're downtrodden. They had to all those years. They were had to go through games on the mistake by the lake. They're legendary for their support of that organization. Tomorrow's going to be a bad day. Tomorrow night it's going to be a bad night for the Cleveland Browns because Deshaun Watson is going to look terrible tomorrow night. When you know Real Sports is going to make it even more dramatic. Everything about it is going to be more. It's not going to go well for Deshaun Watson. This is another big hit. It's funny. I heard the boys talking about it, and they were absolutely right. The way that the Dolphins were going about it versus the way that the Browns are going about it. The Dolphins, they said, listen, you're unless you get rid of all of these civil litigants, we don't want you. And allegedly, they had 18 done. 18 of them were settled, but they couldn't get to the 22. So the Dolphins said, nah, not interested. Not interested. We want all of those done. And you know what? They're right, because this is going to make it look worse and worse and worse and worse.
Well, it's – so one of the – they actually – so barring here, this is from Pro Football Talk last week. Deshaun Watson, last week, Watson testified in a pretrial deposition and admitted that Ashley Solis, his who we've seen. That was the first person we saw Tony Busby bring out who came out publicly. She has the bangs, you know, cut across the head. He admitted that that session ended with her crying, that he remembers that she was crying at the end of it from his behavior and what he did. He admitted to that, and that came out in that testimony. That immediately got people like, uh-oh. And then you hear, oh, Real Sports is coming out, and they're talking to multiple women on the air. You're going to hear their side. You haven't really heard their side at all. It's going to become real. There's no video of the alleged incidents happening, but when you hear them, this will be your first time, really, for the nation to actually hear their side of the story. It becomes more real. The second thing that I think that happened that's really causing some concern for Browns fans and just general Deshaun stans is Jocena Anderson yesterday tweeted out, or not yesterday, it was 5 days ago, NFL source on Trevor Bauer, quote, look at what baseball did. If people don't think that's on people's radar, that public opinion matters. You think the NFL wants to be the organization that says sexual misconduct against women means more to one league than the other? Think about that. This is a really, really good point. NFL is the same league that has to live with the fact that they gave a small suspension to Ray Rice.
Yep.
Until a video came out. And then there was questions about whether or not the league office had the video all along and tried to bury it. So there's that in the background. It happened years ago, but there's that in the background. And the NFL understands, okay, we've had Ben Roethlisberger, we've had Ezekiel Elliott, we've had any number of players who've had the sexual misconduct, right? Or been accused of domestic violence, sexual misconduct, domestic violence. I shouldn't just say that. Chad Wheeler. And Chad Wheeler's out of the league
now. Do you think there's any chance that there's a two-year suspension? I
think there's a chance that Trevor Bauer factors into this. Basically, Major League Baseball, Trevor Bauer is not facing any charges at all.
No.
There's nothing different than Deshaun there. He's facing no charges from a fewer amount of women.
Well, there are more women accusing him now.
Yes, but not 22.
Right.
And there never will be 22.
Right, right.
So it's a fewer amount of women. There's also no charges. You could make – now, Rusty Harden's like, there's no logical connection between the two. Major League, the NFL, it's not crazy to think that they're going to say Major League Baseball comes out strongly against a star player. He is a quarterback of the Dodgers. Make no mistake about that. And here is Deshaun Watson, who just got a brand-new huge contract.
They're trying to circumvent the system.
And they're clearly trying to circumvent the penalty.
Yeah.
Clearly. Although it does line up with Cleveland trying to fit him under the cap this year. So I get all that. But what I would tell you, though, is that I don't think it's crazy to believe that NFL suspends Deshaun Watson for a full year. Now, maybe this year. And it may not hit him more than $1 million. But what it is going to do is keep Deshaun Watson out of playing professional football for two straight years. Those are 2 years he won't get back on his career. It will have an impact on the Cleveland Browns. It'll cause Baker Mayfield to be their next starting quarterback this year. I think that they won't do anything until they find out Deshaun's penalty, because they realize we don't want to burn up a year where we can't make the playoffs. If you don't have Baker Mayfield, you don't have any
shot. Well, if they want to go full Trevor Bauer, it's 2 years.
Yeah, I just don't see it happening.
Yeah. If they really want to penalize them monetarily, it's 2 years. It's not one. It's two.
I mean, if they did that, you are opening up the door. I'm just laying out facts here. If you do that, you're opening up the door to create precedent. It would do one of two things. It would be the strongest penalty levied against an NFL player that I can remember.
I mean, I'm sure the gambling guys got a year.
The gambling guys, but that was years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Alex Karras, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yep, Alex Karras and Paul Hornung.
I just knew that from stories.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't see them play. So you've got, if they did that with Deshaun, if they suspended him for a year or even more than a year, like a year and a half, if you did that, it would be unprecedented. The other thing it would do, it would basically be the strongest deterrent that we have ever seen in any sport, really.
Yep.
To say if you're involved with violence against women, we now have a precedent. Yeah. If you have something, or if you're involved against multifaceted sexual misconduct. Now, I don't know how you give, like baseball, there is no, they do not have a guilty verdict, and they're still doing that. That just tells you Major League Baseball did their own research, and NFL's done their own research. So they don't really care what happens about the burden of proof. If they think something happened, they're going to step in and act the same way they did with Ezekiel Elliott.
Yep. All right. When we come back, we're going to do, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? So those, you guys have been really good. What did you – you could have learned something about Southern Hills. You could have learned something about Deshaun Watson in the case. You could have learned something about your wife. You could have learned something about your girlfriend or your girlfriend and your wife. You could have learned whatever it is that you learned this weekend. 713-780-3776. You learned something this weekend. 713-780-3776 in one sentence. You need it in one sentence. I got a sentence for you. Make the call, Morley Law. That's right. Make the call, Morley Law. These guys are awesome. These guys are going to take care of whatever issue that you have. If you have an issue legally, and listen, you could have a Deshaun Watson type issue. If you do, you need help. You need representation. You need guys who are going to stand behind you. Listen, guilty or innocent, everybody needs representation, okay? Everybody. And if you're somebody that has an issue, whatever that issue is, maybe be it with the police or somebody is suing you civilly or the insurance company is pestering you or you have some immigration problems, say habla español, if you're looking for the place where you've got injury defense, you have got criminal defense, you have civil defense, you have immigration defense, you have every kind of defense you could possibly need. Did you get into an accident and you need help? Whatever the case may be, get a consultation, and let's see if the Morley Law Firm can help you. All right? All you have to do is make the call. Morley Law, 713-839-9955. 713-839-9955. These guys are great. You'll love them. Call. Or you can go to MorleyLaw.com, MorleyLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, let's talk about QC Kinetics. You know, this is the really busy time. A lot of people are going to be headed out of town on vacations. You want to go, maybe you're hiking, you're doing your fishing trips, you're golfing, your basketball, your whatever it is that you're doing. And it's a busy time, but you really are having to take it back further and further and further because that hip pain, that knee pain, back shoulder pain, it continues to be a problem. It's chronic. Well, I've got fantastic news because QC Kinetics is helping people get the fun back with advanced regenerative treatments from local medical professionals. Regenerative medicine is the hottest thing going today. It's basically taking growth factors with healing properties from your own body, and it's highly concentrated, and then they put them back into your aching joints, and you start to see regeneration of the tissues. So how would you like to have damaged tissues that are regrowing or beginning to heal themselves? It's exciting in office. It's non-surgical. And it's treatment that can repair and restore damaged tissue in your joints, giving you real lasting relief from pain. QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in these cutting-edge technologies. It's all natural options, and I highly recommend you get with QC Kinetics to help you out. You can go to the website at qckinetics.com. There's locations around Houston. I was looking at the we're going to be going into the Heights location, for example. Or you can just give them a call and set up your free consultation whenever you like. It's 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. That's QC Kinetics.
The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. This is a fun part of the show. Every Monday, well, we've forgotten sometimes, but every Monday at 7:45, when we remember. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You get one sentence to tell us what you learned this weekend, and it could be about anything. It could be about your kids. It could be about your parents. It could be about your wife. It could be about your girlfriend. It could be about sports. It could be about anything. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. As soon as somebody gets off, you get on. As soon as somebody gets off, you get on. So let's start with Richard. Richard, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, man. So this weekend I learned that Mexico City is beautiful, but it's not fun waiting 4 hours for customs and immigration to let me in.
Oh, my God. You waited 4 hours?
Wow. That's terrible.
I wanted a little Q&A on this.
Yeah. No, what happened? One sentence. That's all. That's all.
Well, you have a weekend of follow-up questions.
No, one sentence. What did you learn this weekend?
No,
in one
I want
sentence.
To know why. What happened? I'm going Belize this week. I don't want that to be a...
No, it depends on the place. It
Belize
the place.
Is not big.
It depends on the place.
Mexico City.
Man, last when I we checked... went to Cabo, it was awful.
It
awful.
Was?
Yeah. It. But you just get through it. And the other places are better. Some places are better than others. That's all. That's all you can do. TDK, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Jordan Peterson ain't got no love for the fat hoes.
I'm going to have to read Jordan Peterson as a, like, I don't know, a former professor or philosopher. I don't know exactly what his title is. He's a speaker. He goes and does national speaking stuff. Now I got to look it up. Every week this particular segment alerts me to things that have happened that I need to look up.
I gotta see what.
Why, I'll see what Jordan.
What's
Peterson
the matter
said.
With the? What's the matter with big girls?
I don't know. I just Googled his name. I'm sure it will.
Here. Oh my God! As a woman who has been fat shamed her entire career, I welcome fashion's evolving standards of beauty. What I don't understand is why some like Jordan Peterson are so threatened by them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Ocho. Hey, Ocho. ¿Qué pasó?
Yeah, I learned that some people are really hyping up Marcus Sasser as an NBA prospect.
I don't know who that would be.
Who's hyping him up?
Sasser, I don't know. I don't know who he's talking about. That's where we should have had a follow-up.
Nope.
We don't get a follow-up?
No follow-up.
He gets one statement, but we can choose to have a follow-up. That's how this should work. We can choose to have a follow-up. No. It helps the listeners... To gain
did you create
context.
The segment or did I? Yeah, that's right.
Well, but then we could gain context into what they're talking about.
Now the listeners,
just like us, like, what was said?
Marcus Sasser is a NBA prospect.
I don't know.
That'd be great. You know what?
Hey, Lance, what did that mean? You'll have to ask Ocho. What's his number?
Guess what? Well, Ocho just threw something out. Maybe Ocho's his agent. You don't know. Maybe Ocho
create. We should have the right to say, you know what? I want to know more about what you're talking about.
Let's get Juan in here. Hey, Juan. ¿Qué pasó?
Hey, I learned that we got Morgan Ensberg at third base.
Yeah. Well, Bregman did have a double yesterday. But Bregman's really, really, really struggled.
Man, this is kind of weird, you know, dating back to... Got off to the good start, but then dating back to last year, this is feeling kind of weird.
Yeah. He's struggling. There's no question. He had a big hit yesterday.
Is this going to get to the point where they're happy the contract's going to expire?
That's interesting to see whether or not, because I don't, you know what? That's a segment. Whether or not Alex Bregman has lived up to this $100 million. 713-780-3776. What did you learn this weekend? In one sentence, 713-780-3776. Micah, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Lance McCullers. June, mid-season, maybe this year.
Okay. Lance McCullers, maybe mid-season this year. Okay. Will you take, if you can get, would you take it?
Yeah, he's thrown off the mound, so that's good news.
Yeah.
We haven't reported any. You know, forearm tightness or anything like that, which is the nightmare. Mm-hmm. Your forearm tightness. So, yeah, would I take it? Yeah, I'd take it. I'll take Lance McCullers throwing any innings this year.
Yeah,
I had already written him off as done. You told me that, and then you didn't have a check mark, and it was my mistake for trusting you without a check mark.
What are you talking about?
You didn't
about?
Have a blue check mark.
Yeah,
you're sitting here acting like you're a little nervous about this and that. I should have known Lance McCullers would will his way through that pain.
Yeah, because, you can really depend on him. That's for sure. Man, we've really been able to depend on him. 713-780-3776. I'll tell you what I learned this weekend. As a man who married a young lady from Lafayette, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I would suggest, if you're a young man, get there.
Marrying somebody from Louisiana?
I'm telling you.
Or just going to Lafayette?
Going to Lafayette. I'm telling you. It hasn't changed. The girls there are pretty. It's unbelievable how the young Cajun girls there, very, very nice. Very nice. I married one and I can't be happier. So go find you a girl in Lafayette. I'm telling you right here and now. What'd you learn this weekend?
What I learned is that I could lock in long form on golf this weekend. No. If you have something similar to fantasy golf going on.
That's right.
Similar.
All right. That's right.
Similar.
Yeah.
You can always make every sporting event better.
Yes.
You can always make it more interesting.
Just one sentence. We understand. We understand. Yeah. We get you.
Everything can be made interesting.
Everything can be made. Anything can be
made. Anything can be made interesting.
Let's get John in here. John, what'd you learn this weekend?
Well, speaking of golf, I learned that the PGA Tour is just not as exciting without Tiger.
It's not as exciting without Tiger? Okay. No. I thought it was really exciting. But, okay, everybody's got their opinion. Michael, what did you learn this weekend?
Well, I learned if you're going to Brenham on the weekend, start day drinking because most of their bars close at 10 o'clock at night.
Ooh, that's awful, Brenham. That's not. Mm. So your tourism board is not going to be happy with that call. Okay. Jimmy, what did you learn this weekend?
I learned that this past weekend that Dallas sports team sucked, as it should always.
Yeah. No, that's true.
That's true.
You Dallas. Learned it. Dallas. Wow, you learned it this week?
Yeah, Dallas blows.
You just learned that?
Yeah. No,
I'm disappointed.
You're right. John, what did you learn this weekend?
I learned that these ain't nothing but hoes and tricks.
What? That's not... Bees ain't nothing but hoes and tricks. Okay. Somebody got stung this weekend.
No, it's something. I can't remember the song.
That's a song?
Yeah. It's not Willie D. That's Bald Head Hoes.
Oh. Chris, what did you learn this weekend?
I'm going to disagree with that other caller because JT did make golf interesting this weekend.
That's right. I agree with you. I thought it was very. I was coming down to the wire. Everybody's within a stroke or tied or falling off. The course was, so tough. Even the short par fours were difficult. You know, whether or not you're going to get up and down and get birdies. I thought it was awesome. When 5 under wins a tournament,
but no one was hitting those guys were just tight because no one could hit a fairway.
They didn't
change the fairways. I mean, par.
There was
par,
wind,
par, birdie, and
the fairways weren't all that wide.
No,
bro.
They're not that wide. No. But nobody could.
Huh. Chris, what'd you learn this weekend?
I learned that the Dallas Mavericks have the white Harden.
Have the white what?
I don't know. Oh, white Harden. Oh,
the
he's
white
talking
Harden.
About he's talking
oh.
about Luka.
White Harden. Oh, I got. You.
I don't think Luka has that rep yet. Luke had another 40-point game. He's got 8 in his... Like, I'm not sure he's got the Harden. I'm not sure. Now, I don't know what that... We weren't allowed to ask questions, so I don't know exactly what he means.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know if exactly what he means.
Well, it's dribble, you know, one-on-one.
If that's what he meant.
That's what he meant,
you're going to get that with Luka.
He didn't mean strip bars. Luka's not doing
all
that.
No, but for me, it means you choke in the playoffs, and I don't think Luka's...
Oh,
really
I don't think Luka's doing that. I don't think he's got enough help.
Yeah. I don't... Yet. Now... You do this 3 more years in a row, you don't get that reputation.
Yeah.
You have to get through.
But you also have to get him some help.
You have to get through, although he is in the Western Conference Finals.
His second best player is Jalen Brunson.
Yeah, he is in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
This is pretty
far.
Pretty
damn good.
But Harden wasn't being called out in 15 and 14, 15 for like he is now. He worked at developing this reputation. Right. He had plenty of... elimination games where he developed that.
All right, 8 o'clock, ESPN 97. Good job, peeps. Nicely done. 713-780-3776. What about this office pad?
Office pad's really cool. So what they want to do is their mission is to deliver the best home buying and selling experience. We're going to focus on the home selling experience right now so you can spend less time doing the real estating and more time living, from cash offers and flexible listing options to mortgages and buyer services. OfficePad has been helping homeowners since 2015, and they pair their local expertise in residential real estate with proprietary technology, and this puts you in control of the process. Let me give you an example. How about no showings? You never have to worry about doing any showings. You get to pick your closing day. There's no cleaning or yard work necessary. No costly repairs, getting the house ready so that you can sell it. Free local moves within 50 miles. They will move you for free if you're moving to a home within a 50-mile radius. No showings means that you don't have to worry about your pets. And then you can just basically, you know, save your sanity. You don't have to worry about all the hassle that comes with everything that is involved with selling your home. Home selling can't be easier. When you accept OfferPad's cash purchase offer, you jump instantly to sold, skipping all the traditional selling headaches. If you want to find out more information, go to OfferPad.com, provide basic information about your home, and OfferPad is going to send you an all-cash purchase. There's never been a better time for sellers than right now to get great prices, and that's what OfferPad is hooking you up with. Within 24 hours, OfferPad.com. That's OfferPad.com. Check them out today.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.